وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا تخص ليلة الجمعة بقيام من بين الليالي، ولا تخص يوم الجمعة بصيام من بين الأيام إلا أن يكون في صوم يصومه أحدكم. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in this hadith quoted by Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه that don't single out the night preceding Friday from among the nights for prayer. Don't single it out from among the nights for prayer, and do not single out Friday from among the days for fasting, unless it occurs during a day of fasting which one of you normally observes. Unless it occurs during a day of fasting which one of you normally observes. And this is quoted by Muslim. So therefore, do not single out the Qiyam, the prayer of the night preceding Friday from among the nights, just because it is the night for the night preceding Friday. So there is no distinction for that. And also, do not single out a Friday from among the days in a fast, because there is no distinction in that respect. From the benefits of this hadith, the forbiddance or not to single out the night preceding Friday in Qiyam prayers is this it for tahrim or it is for karaha being disliked? What's apparent is that it is for karaha, that this is disliked, detested, because had it been a matter of tahrim, then it's mafsada exist, then the wrong concerning this exist, whether it is singled out or joined to a day or a night other than that. And the reason for it being detested is because there is no distinction for it from among the other nights. Similarly, the fasting, and the for and the nahi here is again this quote is for the nahi, forbiddance is a forbiddance of karaha, being detested, for the same reason mentioned earlier. Now, what about, is it permissible for the individual, therefore, to make qiyam in the... Yes, this is makruh. Is it permissible to make qiyam in two nights, for example, the night preceding Thursday and the night preceding Friday? This is permissible. Why? Because in this case, there is no particularization for the night preceding the Jumu'ah. And from this also we learn that it is something makruh, detested, to particularize a day or a night by special worship which the Sharia did not specify or particularize, just like also what's done by many ignorant ones nowadays, when the night of the 27th, the night preceding the 27th from the month of Ramadan approaches, you will see the people coming in masses to perform Umrah. And that's why you find it's so crowded and in the Haram, as if this is the Hajj season. And some of the people, even Mecca, they go to the hill outside the Haram area and bring a Umrah. And this, the reason is ignorance, and the reason also is is the emotion, not the Sharia being the dictating matter. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ warned against, the person may resort to his emotion and say that the night preceding the Friday is a meritorious night, and so therefore I will perform such and such prayers in this night. Then he is to be said, then he should know that Ash-Shara, the legislation, is not for you, and it's not an emotional matter. The next benefit is the keenness of the Sharia to prescribe to its limits, and that no one shall particularize a day nor a night by special worship except as assigned by the Sharia, so that we have reverence for the Sharia and that we don't resort to our desires in establishing rulings and or performing worship in accordance with the warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mu'minun, chapter 23, verse 71. وَلَوْ اتَّبَعَ الْحَقُّ وَهْوَاءَهُمْ لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. And if the truth had been in accordance with their desires, verily the heavens and the earth and whosoever is therein would have been corrupted. Fine. What about if the person fasts the day of Jumu'ah or establishes the prayers on the night preceding Friday, not as a particularization for Jumu'ah, then this is no harm. Like, for example, a worker works the entire week from the day of Saturday until Thursday, and he does not have a day off except the day of Jumu'ah, and wanted to fast that day. In this case it is permissible, because in this case, as you can tell, there is no particularization. Is that clear? Another example, someone wanted to make the days he missed from Ramadan, and there only remained one day, and the Yom al-Jum'ah, the day of Jum'ah, is the day where he has time, so he fasts that day. In this case there is no harm. Is that clear? Another situation, if the day of Jum'ah comes on the day of Arafah, and he fasts this day because it is the day of Arafah, not because it is the day of Jum'ah, in this case also this is permissible, because he didn't fast it as being the day of Jum'ah, rather he fasted it because it is the day of Arafah. And this is taken from the saying of the Prophet ﷺ in the hadith, لا تخصوا ليلة الجمعة, don't particularize the night preceding the Jum'ah. Is that clear? And in this situation, like in the case of the example of the day of Arafah, he is not particularizing it. The next hadith, وعنه أيضا عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يصومن أحدكم يوم الجمعة إلا يصوم يوما قبله أو يوما بعده. None of you should fast on Friday unless he fasts it together with a day before it or a day after it. This hadith is exactly the same as the one that just preceded, because here he said illa an yasum, unless he fasts. This is exactly the meaning. Don't particularize the day of Jum'ah, you know, in fasting. Clear? Another benefit from this hadith, unless he fasts, listen to this carefully, unless he fasts it together with a day before it or a day after it. This is an indication that the next hadith that we will discuss concerning fasting of Saturday, the hadith of As-Samma bint Busr, laysa bisahih, is not authentic, and we will talk about it inshallah later. The next hadith, also from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, idha antasafa sha'ban fala tasumu. رواه الخمسة واستنكره أحمد. the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the month of Sha'ban is halfway through, do not fast. And this is reported by the five, and Ahmad considered it munkar, meaning rejected. لا تصوموا. This hadith, the scholars rahimahullah differ regarding this hadith. Is it acceptable or not? Some of them said this is not acceptable because it opposes the authentic narrations, so therefore it becomes irregular. And the reason for its irregularity is because first we know that it is affirmed that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, do not precede Ramadan a day or two by fasting a day or two before Ramadan. And this is in the Sahihain, and we discussed this in the beginning. And therefore, from this, it is clearly understood that it is permissible to fast 3 or 5 or more days before, at the end of Sha'ban, before Ramadan. Is that clear? This is understood from the hadith. Secondly, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam performed a lot of fasting in Sha'ban. He fasted most of Sha'ban except for a few days. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not fast something which is detested unless it is clear that this is something particular to him. As we know from the wisal, connecting the days of fasting. And that's why Imam Ahmad rahimahullah istankara hadha al-hadith, and he considered this hadith to be munkar, and he said it is irregular and it should not be acted upon. One should not act accordingly. Those who, however, considered it to be authentic, they said that fasting a day or two before Ramadan is haram. And however, the forbiddance to fast after the middle of Sha'ban is makruh, is detested. And the detesting or it being makruh, if the person particularizes the second half of Sha'ban in fasting. But if he had begun fasting Sha'ban from its beginning, then there is no karah. So this is as to the position of those who consider this hadith is to be authentic. And what appears in the opinion of our Shaykh rahimahullah, that the fasting is no harm to fast even when Sha'ban is halfway through, because the authentic narrations from relating the action of the Prophet ﷺ and his sayings indicate to this permissibility. The next hadith, and the hadith of As-Samma, hadith of As-Samma bint Busr radiyallahu ta'ala anha, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تصوموا يوم السبت إلا فيما افترض عليكم فإن لم يجد أحدكم إلا لحاء عنب أو عود شجرة فليمضغها رواه الخمسة ورجاله ثقات إلا أنه مضطرب وقد أنكره مالك وقال أبو داود هو منسوخ. The narration by As-Samma bint Busr, may Allah be pleased with her, that Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Do not fast on a Saturday except that has been made obligatory on you, and if one of you can get nothing but a grape skin or a twig from a tree, he should chew it. This is reported by the five, and its narrators are reliable, but it is muttarib, meaning narrated with irreconcilable contradictions in the chain. And Imam Malik rejected it, and Abu Dawood said it is mansukh, it is abrogated. So there is, in this hadith, there is an exception for the fariḍa, that which is fard only. And what is fard is Ramadan, days from Ramadan, and the expiation and the ransom. So there is no exception except to these situations that are fard. And to the extent in the hadith, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا لِحَاءَ عِنَبْ. If one of you can get nothing but a grape skin or twig from a tree, he should chew on it. What is apparent from this hadith is the forbiddance to fast the day of Saturday in that which is not farida, in that which is not farida, because the Prophet ﷺ took it to the extent that the person should eat even a grape skin or twig from a tree, meaning he must not fast this day in that which is not fard. The scholars differed, as you can tell, regarding this hadith in terms, first, of its authenticity, second, in terms of its ruling. First, they differ in terms of its authenticity. Some of them said it is muttarib, meaning narrated with irreconcilable contradictions in the chain, and some of them said it is rejected, and some of them said it is irregular. This is from the angle of the chain of narration. And some of them said it is mansukh, abrogated. And this is in terms of the ruling. Those who did not consider, therefore, this to be authentic, they didn't need to talk about the ruling, because it is not affirmed to them. And if it is not affirmed, then its existence and its non-existence is the same to them. And those who authenticated it or considered it to be hasan, good, they said it is not permissible to fast on Saturday except in the fard situations. And they said that this is the case whether it is joined to a day before or a day after. Whether it is joined to a day before or a day after, Saturday is to be excluded. The only exception, except the exception, is the farida. But you can tell from this and what you heard earlier from the narrations before, then it becomes clear that it is irregular without any doubt. The reason is the existence of authentic narrations which indicate the permissibility to fast Saturday if it is what? Joined to a day before. Like in the hadith, in the Prophet ﷺ said, no one should particularize, none of you should fast on Friday unless he fasts it together with a day before it or a day after it. See that? And the day after it would be what? Saturday, right? You see that? So this tells of the irregularity of the narration. Can you tell that? This hadith, which is agreed upon, this hadith is agreed upon. None of you should fast on a Friday unless he fasts it together with a day before it or a day after it. This is agreed upon hadith. Also, the saying of the Prophet ﷺ to one of his wives when he found her fasting on Friday. He asked her, did you fast yesterday? She said, no. He inquired, are you fasting tomorrow? She said, no. He said, then break the fast. So you can tell from the statement of the Prophet ﷺ when he inquired, are you fasting tomorrow? And tomorrow will be what? Tomorrow is what? In accordance with the situation, tomorrow is Saturday. You see, and this hadith is sahih. This hadith is sahih. So therefore, from this, the conclusion is that to generalize and say it's absolutely forbidden to fast it, whether it is to single it alone or having it joined with another day, there is no doubt that this is a very weak position. And the best saying regarding this is what Imam Ahmad rahimahullah concluded that it is disliked to single out Saturday in a fast, but it is not forbidden. And those who claim that it is mansukh, meaning abrogated, then two things are required to verify this. First, the affirmation that it is mansukh, abrogated, by knowing that which comes after, meaning that which yes, that comes after this to be the abrogator. The second, if one needs to affirm something which is abrogated, then he needs also the fulfillment of the other condition, and that it is irreconcilable. And in this case, we don't know the preceding from the one that comes later. And on the other hand, the reconciliation is possible to take the forbiddance on singling it alone. To consider the forbiddance on singling it alone in fasting. This is the position regarding this hadith. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa a'lam. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.